43 BC and the Roman legions invade Britain, bringing with them the civilizing influences of the Roman Empire.
Yes, I, Caesar, will bend these rough barbaric Britons to our way of life.
41 BC and Caesar returns in triumph to Rome.
Vive Caesar!
Speak to us, O conqueror of Britain!
Right, hold me penneth of chips there, Marcus. Mate, now tell these geezers all about it.
With him he brought the spoils of war, captive Britons. But though these barbarians were thrown to the lions, they fought savagely.
Just a minute, fellas. Shouldn't we be fighting the lions?
Oh, yeah.
The year 603, and once again Britain was threatened with invasion, this time by the dreaded Vikings. King Ethelbert rallied his subjects for the defence of their country.
Oh, men, have no fear, have no fear. I, Ethelbert, your king, will lead you. I, Ethelbert, your king, will raise my sword in the forefront of your ranks. I, Ethelbert, your king, will...
The Vikings are coming!
I, Ethelbert, your king, will now abdicate.
There were many claimants to the vacant throne, but finally it passed to a weakling. Cuthbert the First, known as Cuthbert the Scrawny.
He was crowned at Axminster Abbey. First, the chain of office was placed around his thin neck, and then the Archbishop lowered the great 100-pound gold crown onto his head.
I crown thee Cuthbert the First. Call Cuthbert the Second.
Yes, being a king in those days was a hazardous calling. Many attempts were made upon their lives, often by poisoning, and this brought into being the strange profession of food tasters. The first of these was Elfric, employed by King Henbert the Second.
One day, King Henbert did call in Elfric and did say,
Elfric, taste this food before I eat, lest it be poisoned.
And Elfric did taste the meal, and immediately, with a great cry of anguish, did fall upon the floor. And his legs did curl up behind his ears, and his eyes did cross, and his hair did turn green and fall out in great handfuls. And the king, looking down, did say,
Elfric, what is it?
And Elfric did reply,
I think the spuds are underdone.
Several centuries later came... Several centuries later came Britain's darkest hour.
No, he...
Half past four in the morning.